I've got a question for you guys to start things out here. How many of you have ever gotten really upset at somebody and then said or done something to them that you wish later you could undo? I know I have. And I think probably all of us have, if we are willing to be honest with ourselves. So I want to read a story from Genesis, story of Cain and Abel. There's, in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought forth the fruit of the ground, an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood cries unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hast opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. I think at that point in time, Cain would have given just about anything to be able to go back and undo what he had done. I think he was pretty desperate. I'm going to tell you a story from some time in my life that I did something out of, or said some things out of anger. A couple years ago, at my last job, I worked with a guy that was kind of hard to get along with. And there was one time, it was a Friday afternoon, we were rushing, trying to get things done. And the boss wasn't there. And this guy decided that he was going to make himself the boss for the afternoon. And me and him got into a little bit of a disagreement on how some things should be done. And we stood there and argued about it for a while. And the longer we argued about it, the more upset we both got at each other. And we both said some things that we shouldn't have. And it ended up with him getting so mad that he actually left. And a couple hours later, he came back and I had been thinking about the things that I had said. Said quite a few things that I shouldn't have. And I ended up going back to him and apologizing for what I said, and we ironed everything out. But, where is the verse? In James chapter 1, verse 19, it says, Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. When we're angry, we tend to say things and do things without thinking about it. We let our anger control us. I think it's in Ephesians, it says, Be angry and sin not, and let not the sun go down upon your wrath. So I think it's okay to be upset at somebody when one of our friends or our siblings does something to us, or we get into an argument with somebody. It's okay to be upset at them. But what's not okay is to say things or do things without thinking about it, to let our anger control us. And it's also there in Ephesians, says, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. When we are mad, it's not okay to stay mad. It's not okay to hold a grudge. In Romans chapter 12, it says, Dearly beloved, or certain verse 17, recompense to no man evil for evil, provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. to when we are upset at somebody, the appropriate response is to stop and think, why are they upset at us? Why am I upset at them? What can we do to iron things out? That way both people can not be angry at each other. It was okay for Cain to be upset at Abel, and it was okay for me to be upset at my coworker. But the things it was not okay for Cain to kill Abel, and it was not okay for me to say the things that I did. So just think about it next time somebody does something you don't like or says something to you you don't like. Think about it before you just lash out in anger. Maybe just don't reply right away and let it. Yeah. Instead of just being angry and hurting them back, let's take the time to think about things and to forgive and not create a bigger problem out of something that should have been nothing at all. Move back to your parents.